You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client, and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
So welcome to another show. This is Anne-Marie. Now, it's estimated that there are more than 8.3 million women-owned businesses in the US, which generates nearly $1.3 trillion in revenue and employs nearly 7.7 million people. Now, Australia comes in second to the US with women following an entrepreneurial pursuit. But let's face it, that's a huge, huge number. Now, growing a successful business can present challenges and obstacles, and my guest today is Shirley Grace. And Shirley is the creator of the Empowered Entrepreneurs Path, and she empowers women entrepreneurs to eliminate overwhelm and leverage their time, their team, and their talents so they can grow their businesses without sacrificing their lives. And on today's show, Shirley will share the number one mistake that women entrepreneurs make that sabotages business growth so you can sidestep it on your way to success. She also shares simple steps to end overwhelm and grow your business with confidence and ease starting today. And also she'll be sharing the main stages of business growth and how to tell which stage of business growth your business is in so you can take the right actions for bigger, faster results, and so much more. Welcome to the show, Shirley.
Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. I'm really super excited to be here, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to share some strategies with you and your listeners on how to grow their business and stay out of overwhelm.
The figure that I just mentioned, the statistic, was just incredible, and I'd love to just find out briefly a bit about your background and how you became an entrepreneur.
Sure. I mean, there are more and more. I believe that in 2013, women will surpass men in terms of individuals that are starting their own businesses. And I joined the entrepreneurial ranks back in 2009. I have to admit to you, I'm going to be totally transparent, Anne-Marie. When I started my business back in 2009, I knew nothing about starting a business. I'd been in corporate for many, many years. And so I read hundreds of books and did countless hours of research online and offline. And I actually had a newborn at home at the time. And all of my spare time, the nap times, as I'm sure you can relate from having children, was dedicated to learning and researching and building my business. And what I quickly realized was I was spinning my wheels. I was trying to figure it all out on my own, and I was feeling overwhelmed and in information overload. I remembered that at times I even felt like my brain was fried from so much information. And it just got me to a standstill. And I kept thinking, you know, what is wrong with me? Maybe I'm just not cut out to be a business owner. Maybe I'm smart, I'm resourceful. I've been tremendously successful in corporate careers. So why does growing my business have to be so hard? Yes. And I kept wondering, you know, how long am I going to be stuck in launch mode? I'm forever launching this business. So why can't I go, you know, move forward? And why isn't there a step-by-step plan to follow? And what I also realized is that as I was getting clients and getting success in my business, I'd also created a job for myself, and I was my own boss. And I couldn't believe that I actually had done that. And I used to see it all the time when I was in corporate, undervalued women who were fearful to ask for raises, feeling overwhelmed, and working so many extra hours that you thought that they were actually volunteering at the workplace. And I knew that feeling because I had been that way too in corporate. And then I realized that, oh my gosh, you know, I left corporate to start my own company so that I could be with my son and live and work on my terms. And it became quite ironic to me that instead, without even realizing it, I created a job for myself within my own business. Mm-hmm. And I was working my business on my clients' terms. I was creating it by default based on what my clients wanted and not by design based on what I wanted.
I love that. I'm sure that everyone who is listening can relate to you, and we are nodding our heads from all over the world saying, we are with you, Shirley. We can absolutely relate, because I can relate to that as well. So now you work with clients, obviously, with entrepreneurs, and I'm sure that you found that there's a common theme. So what's this one key fatal mistake that you've seen women entrepreneurs make, which if they continue on with, it's going to sabotage their business's growth and success?
Well, contrary to what I hear everybody say, and one of the wisdom phrases we often hear from coaches and some of the top business building gurus is that to be successful, you have to take massive action. And they say as well that you can't course correct if you're standing still. Mm-hmm. And you know, Anne-Marie, you know, I believe that those statements have merit, but I think there's a critical piece missing here. And that's what I've noticed in working with women entrepreneurs, is that actions for action's sake is what gets you spinning your wheels and going around in circles and feeling overwhelmed and dizzy. And that's why I really think that taking massive action can be detrimental to your and your business's success, contrary to what others are saying. Now, I'm not saying that taking... Sorry, go ahead.
No. I'm just going to say something quickly, and then I'd love to hear what you were going to say. As you mentioned that, it is so true. And I don't know whether that is something to do with the masculine energy. I remember going to an event where the main speaker was a man, and he started off going on about how one of the reasons he created his business was because formerly in his corporate career, he had unfortunately overworked himself and got chronic fatigue syndrome. And then he started his own business, and now, you know, he was, you know, successful. And the steps that he started to tell us was that every minute of your day, you know, you need to be in action. As I was driving here, I was doing phone calls to potential clients and this and that. As I sat outside, the 5 minutes, I did this. And I was thinking, my goodness, I'm heading towards, you know, chronic fatigue syndrome, just hearing to you saying about your day. It's exactly what you said. It's just taking that massive action, and for action's sake. And for me as a woman, my energy's just not made that way, and for me it was just really went against everything that I stood for. So that's, I just wanted to share that story, and that just happened last year, in fact.
Oh wow, and that's an interesting observation. I agree that taking action is important. I mean, you and I both know we can't get ahead and move our businesses forward if we're in limbo and we're not taking action. But I really think that success starts by being able to answer three critical questions. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, what is it that you want? What do you want? Are you just, you know, taking blind action, or do you know? Do you have a target? Is there something you're aiming for? And what is the minimum required to get there? That's question number two that I always share with my clients. And number three is, what's the fastest way to get it? And then plan your actions to get you there, but at least you know what the goal is.
Yeah.
And that's where I really created my 5 steps to end overwhelm and create massive results in your business, so that people can really have focused actions based on their goals. And we'll get more into that in just a second.
Yeah, I love those three questions, and I just would love you to repeat those, because I'm sure everyone's just reached out, grabbed their pen and started scribbling those down, because they are just so very empowering and will allow us to ensure that the action we take is going to support us in getting there the best way forward. So do you just want to repeat those three questions, Shirley?
Absolutely. So the first question is, what is it that you want? What is your goal? What is it that you want to achieve? And we'll get more into that in just a moment. The second question is, what is the minimum required for you to get there? And the third question is, what is the fastest way for you to get that?
I love those three questions, and I hope you've written those down, and keep those pens and paper handy, because I know you're going to want to also take down the steps that we're going to share in a moment. All right, so now you've created the systems, the Empowered Entrepreneur's Path, and I'd love for you to share the steps that you recommend that we should take. So what's the first simple step to end overwhelm and create massive results in our businesses starting today?
Okay, so that first step, it goes back to knowing what you want. So it's defining your goal. What is your goal, and tracking those numbers? And this may sound pretty basic to the listeners, and chances are some of the listeners might be saying, oh gee, I've heard this all before, it's so simple. But how many people are actually doing it? And that's what I find in working with clients, is while it sounds super basic, know what your goal is, identify your goal, determine what numbers you want to achieve and track those numbers, so many many people are actually not doing it. And recently, I heard someone say, and I can't remember who exactly said it, so unfortunately, I can't attribute the quote to someone, but I heard them say that you haven't learned something until you've actually applied it time and time again. So what I want to say is, if you're looking to grow a lucrative business that provides the freedom-based lifestyle that you desire and enables you to create massive impact, then it's not rocket science, mm-hmm. but you have to take the right actions. Mm-hmm. And there's several key numbers that I have my coaching clients track daily and others monthly. And I don't have time in the time we have to get together today to really go through every single number, but there's some key ones that I'd like to really share with the audience. Mm-hmm. And one of them is, what is your income goal? Something as basic as that. How much money do you want to make this year with your business? How much money do you want to make in the next 90 days? And for some people who are frightened to look out that far, well, how much do you want to make in the next 30 days? And another one is, how many clients do you need to achieve your monthly income goal? And thirdly, take a look at how much income you are generating. And that's important to know. I had a client who refused, or who didn't refuse, but didn't really enjoy tracking her numbers. And she wanted to hit the five-figure month. So she wanted to make at least $10,000 per month. And she just was not getting there. And the minute she started tracking and really identifying, saying concretely, yes, I want to make $10,000 this month. And we worked together to identify how to do that. And she started tracking how much income was coming in. She was really able to identify the right actions to make sure that she met that. And she did have her first five-figure month and several more after that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I love what you're saying. And I think that there are so many people that do, unfortunately, take themselves out of the running because they think, you know, that's such a simple thing. And I'm kind of already doing that anyway. But mm-hmm. as you've just alluded to, how strategically are we tracking? Are we writing it down? Do we monitor it? Do we track it to the point where we can really see how we're traveling? And I know so many of us tend to go, well, I've got a general idea and it's not really written down anywhere. So if it's not written down, we can't track it. I recall a study that was done a number of years ago from Harvard, where they tracked a number of graduates as they were leaving to embark on their careers. And anyway, they all had the same GPA average. They all studied the same subject. So anyway, 10 years later, when they mm-hmm. went and revisited each of those participants, there was a small group of people that had done extremely well. I mean, really, really well. And, you know, they thought, you know, what's the difference? And they did all the studies. Anyway, it came down to that this small group of people took the time every year to write down their goals, their big goals for the year, and then broke it up. What are my smaller goals? Exactly what you're talking mm-hmm. about now, the 90-day mm-hmm. income goal or the 30-day income goal. How many clients do I need? And so on and so forth. And it was because of this action step that this small group of these previous Harvard graduates made incredible impacts and incredible successes in their career. So I just wanted mm-hmm. to confirm that, you know, studies have been done to show, you know, when you write down your goals, when you track them, it can have an incredible impact on your outcome. So, and that's a great first step. How do we know where we're wanting to go if we haven't documented it or haven't, you know, identified it? So great, great step.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I want to add to that, Anne-Marie, is that it's important that you be crystal clear on what it is you want to accomplish, because then everything else, your decisions, your actions, you can really determine whether or not you should be spending time on something based on whether or not it's in support of your goals. Mm-hmm. And if it is, great. And if it's not, then don't spend time on it. So that will help you define your actions. And it'll help you decide as well, what should you partake in and what shouldn't you be partaking in.
Yeah. If it doesn't align with your goals, if it's not going to support you to get there or be the fastest way to get there, it's probably a distraction and should be something that you put on hold until you get to the goal that you really set for yourself. That is such a powerful first step to take. So what's the second step to getting overwhelm out of our lives and out of our business and truly propelling our businesses forward?
Well, I talked earlier about the number one mistake that women entrepreneurs make is taking random action without rhyme or reason. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons entrepreneurs get overwhelmed is that they just don't quite know what to do first, second, or third to get the biggest bang for their buck. what actions will get them where they want to go the quickest, what's the most direct and efficient and rewarding route. Mm-hmm. So if you know what you want to achieve in your business and you're tracking the key numbers as we've just talked about, then what should you do next? And you know what? This is where most business owners I know jump right back into saying, okay, I have my goal, and boom, they jump right back into taking random, inconsistent action. And they create massive confusion and overwhelm for themselves, not to mention that many of them end up beating themselves up, as I did, for not achieving the results that they see people around them achieving. Mm-hmm. So this, again, is a key stage where I tell my clients to stop, or maybe, Anne-Marie, the better word is to pause. In my experience, before jumping in, it's better to first identify what stage of growth your business is currently in. And that's why I created the Empowered Entrepreneur's Path, was to help business owners identify where they are exactly so that they can then define what actions they should be taking based on the stage of growth their business is in. So the second step to end overwhelm and grow your business with ease is to identify the stage of your business is currently in. And I'd like to share, if that's okay, three levels of the Empowered Entrepreneur's Path with the audience. Would that be all right, Anne-Marie?
Yeah, absolutely. Love to hear that.
Okay. So as I go through the stages of business growth in the Empowered Entrepreneur's Path, since you already have a pen and paper ready from our last exercise, then I'd like you to just listen carefully and identify and write down where you think your business is at. And in just a moment, I'll provide a short description of each of the first three levels, as well as what your focus should be if your business is at this level. And I think that by knowing what stage of growth your business is in, you can pick and choose the actions that will help you move forward the fastest and with the greatest ease. So let's start with level one. Level one is simply launching, and your business is at this level if you're starting a new business, or perhaps your business is just a figment of your imagination. It's something that you really want to get going. You may have just the idea for your business. You may already be in launch mode. At this point, you have probably little or no list, and you don't have a regular stream of clients. You're making little or no money from your business. So that's the simply launching mode. Mm-hmm. And at this level, I mean, your goal really, and this is key, is to get your first few clients and make money quickly. So that was level one, simply launching. Okay. Level two is simply growing. And in this phase, you have some clients, but your business is experiencing peaks and valleys, kind of like a roller coaster ride. You have some really great months and you have some, well, not so great or famine months, feast or famine months. Mm-hmm. If your business is at this level, your actions and decisions should really be focused on getting a consistent flow of clients and making consistent, predictable income.
Yes.
And then there's level three, which is simply successful. Now, this is where I say some of my clients are victims of their success. They wanted to be successful. They wanted to have lots of clients, and they do. And now some of them have more clients than they can handle. They're really making good money, but they're feeling overwhelmed and exhausted because they're working way too hard in their business. And at this level, simply successful, level three, your focus is really on freeing up your time, finding a way to continue growing your business so you can up-level your income and serve more people. So those were the descriptions for the first three levels of the Empowered Entrepreneur's Path. There are actually five levels, but most businesses fall within the first three levels. Mm-hmm. So perhaps, you know, you could take time to really think about right now and say, okay, what level am I at? Is it simply launching, which is level one, simply growing, which is level two, or simply successful, which is level three?
Mm-hmm. Look, I think that just hearing those steps as you describe them, for a lot of our listeners today, I can see how it would really minimize the overwhelm. Because quite often what we do is when we start our business, we're reading things about what we should be doing and we should do this and we're using these tools, that it gets just absolutely overwhelming and we just can't keep up with everything. And that's because we're trying to do the things that, say, a simply successful business owner in level three would be doing or could be doing. And if you're just starting out in your business, you don't really need to do those things. There are the key things that you need to have in place first. So just hearing you describe those three different levels, you can certainly see why a number of us are continuing to struggle and feeling overwhelmed because we're trying to do it all.
Absolutely. And that brings me to the third step in the five simple steps to end overwhelm. Mm-hmm. And the third step is to create a simple plan. Once you know your goal and you're tracking your numbers and you know where you are on the Empowered Entrepreneur's path, then your next step is to create your plan with specific actions to move towards that goal. And I really believe, to your point, Anne-Marie, that there are specific actions that business owners can take and focus on depending on which level of growth their business is in right now. And I can give you a key example. Last week, I was at a couple of networking events locally, and I met this lady who is just a few months, has just started her business, and she was telling me how she was working with a consultant, and she was feeling super overwhelmed and stressed. She couldn't really define the reason, and as we were talking, she was saying, okay, I get it, because I'm at Simply Launching, and I'm trying to do things that are at the Simply Successful level. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's just, I'm not in sync. I'm just trying to do it all, and there aren't enough hours in a day, and I feel like I just can't breathe, and I'm so stressed. And the actual example I can give you is, for example, if someone is simply launching, you really need to be getting out and getting clients. You need to let everybody know that you're in business and what business you're in. You need to know who your ideal clients are and the transformation that you offer. What many people are getting caught up in, as this individual was, in designing websites. She was busy designing her website. Other people get caught up in creating information products or learning about things like search engine optimization. They don't even have their first paying clients yet. They still don't have their message clear. And I know you're an expert in messaging, Anne-Marie. And so they're worrying about all these other things. Why? Because, you know, they're bright, shiny objects. They're getting the emails. They're being told, you know, do D, E, F. And I'm saying, no, go back and do A, B, C. Come back to the basics. Get out, network, speak, tell everyone you know what it is that you do, and get your first few paying clients. So that's critically important in creating your plan.
Yeah, look, thank you so much for sharing that, because it is so true. I mean, so many of us are going on the internet, we're reading all of the articles and everything that we can get our hands on, yet we're not yet in the position to be able to do that because we're in one of the earlier levels and should be concentrating on building those key foundations first. I can't wait to hear the other steps as well. Did you want to go on and share step number four? Or I believe that you've also got a special gift that you would like to give people.
I do. And what I wanted to say is that, you know, if some of you are listening or saying, I don't know, before I share the gift, I actually have something else I wanted to add. Sure. If you're sitting there saying, my gosh, but I don't know what my message is, or I don't know how or where to network, mm-hmm. you know, those are all things that you can learn. Those are all things that you can be learning. And as you all know, I mean, Anne-Marie's phenomenal with helping you create and articulate your brand and your message. So there's, you know, a wonderful source right there for you in creating that message to be able to get out and let clients know what it is that you're doing. But our focus today is really on getting out of overwhelm. And what I'm saying is that once you know the phase of business you're in, there are really some key actions that you can be taking, that you should be taking, to propel your business forward. And those actions are exactly what I describe in the gift that Anne-Marie just alluded to, that I'd love to share with the listeners. I created the Business Growth Success Kit, which I'd really like to offer as a gift to all of our listeners today. Anne-Marie, would it be okay if I share the URL?
Please, yes.
Okay, so the URL for that is www.discoveryourpowerstrategies.com/Anne-Marie Gift. Anne-Marie Gift, GIFT. So discover your power strategies, that's strategiesplural.com/Anne-Marie Gift. And once you enter your name and your email, you can download your free gift. It includes a beautiful checklist, an at-a-glance action and development plans, and I've recorded a special training audio for you where I take you by the hand, step by step, and we go deeper into the stages of business growth, and we continue the work that we started here today. And you'll also have an opportunity to learn and assess what's working in your business and identify the first three critical actions that you want to implement immediately in your business, based on the stage of business growth that you're currently in.
Wow, that is so generous, Shirley. Thank you so very much. And what we'll do for all of you who are listening from the show page, we will also put the link directly onto the show blurb so that you can click through. But again, it's www.discoveryourpowerstrategies.com/Anne-Marie Gift. It sounds like an incredible, incredible resource. Thank you for sharing that, Shirley. So let's go on to the fourth simple step to end overwhelm and help us to grow a successful, lucrative business.
Absolutely. So step four is, once you know what actions to take, well, guess what? You have to take them. And you have to take them consistently. Consistent, focused action, and stick to your plan. And that sounds, again, very easy, very basic. But you know what? You have to eliminate everything else. So no more chasing bright, shiny objects. And to do this step, I mean, take the consistent, focused action. You know, if you have to, find an accountability buddy or a coach or a mentor, or join a mastermind that will hold you accountable. And the critical thing, and we alluded to that earlier, is as you look at and investing into something or spending time on something, or you're considering maybe saying yes to something, I would urge you at this stage to pause and to ask yourself to say, will this get me closer to my goal? Does it support me moving forward? If yes, fantastic, go for it. But if not, close the email, delete the email, you know, hang up the phone, just move on. Move on and refocus your energy and your focus on actions that will move you forward.
Yeah, so very, very important. Now, I'm sure we're all sitting there with our pens poised to hear what the fifth and final step that's going to help us buzzed out of overwhelm and truly move our business forward. What's step number five?
Well, step five is surround yourself with the right people. Surround yourself with success-minded, like-minded entrepreneurs and ask for help. You know, that was a critical thing that I learned when I came out of corporate and I started my business. I felt like there was nobody to tap into but me, you know, me and the internet. And oh my gosh, we know how the internet can get us overwhelmed and spinning our wheels. Fabulous tool when we use it properly. Mm-hmm. But definitely we can feel quite alone as entrepreneurs sitting behind our computers. So it really is not being afraid to ask for help. As women, we often think, but I should be able to figure all of this out on my own. I should be able to know it all. I should be able to keep myself focused. You know, it's not necessary to do it all alone. And since I started my business, I've continued to invest. And I know, Emery, that you have too, and participate in numerous, you know, key training programs and masterminds and business coaches to really help us be at the top of our game and to really help us be surrounded. And I've got to say, you know, my husband has a job. He loves his job, and I'm not at all criticizing people who have jobs. He has a wonderful job that he loves. However, as much as he loves me and supports me, he doesn't really get what it is I'm trying to accomplish. He doesn't really get it.
You have one of those husbands as well, do you?
Oh, I do. I do. I love him dearly. He loves me dearly. But, you know, I'm doing this HR thing, he says. It's like, honey.
You know, I have to just share something. So, you know, my husband will often go, they've just got an internet and computers at their work. And he's, you know, in the building industry, which is quite a progression for them. But anyway, sometimes they talk about what their wives do. And he'll often say, I don't really know, but she does a lot of things on the internet. Just Google her name and find out. So, you know, and I've been doing this for over 15 years now. And it's just fun. I don't really know what she does, but she's all over Google. And I have to laugh when you say that.
It's so true. It's so true. And you know, I've got to say that when I walked into my first mastermind meeting, high-level mastermind meeting, I walked into the room and it felt like coming home. It was like, oh my gosh, these women get me. You know, we're like-minded. We're trying to achieve. They understand some of the struggles. They understand where we're moving forward. They understand, you know, what we're trying to achieve. And they're there to really, you know, lift me up and hold me up and hold me accountable too. So it really is important for you to surround yourself with the right people, whether that is a colleague of yours, whether that is a really good friend who supports your vision and your mission, whether it's a mastermind group or it's a business coach. It's priceless. It really is priceless. The energy and the momentum that you can build as a result of being well surrounded.
Yeah, I think that's just so important. And by hanging out with people who are like-minded and who really understand us and our vision and so forth, it really really does pull you forward, doesn't it? It really, and that's what I find anyway motivating, and it sounds as if you absolutely agree with that as well, which is great. So look, you've shared some incredible things, and you know, we've definitely gone over time, but you know what, I just loved what you had to share. I mean, this is just golden nuggets, which I'm sure everybody has written down and filled pages and pages of their notebook. Do you want to just share any final thoughts with us before we share how people can get in contact with you, Shirley?
Absolutely. Thank you. I guess the message I want to leave you and the listeners with is, well, as you know, Anne-Marie, I mean, it is possible for women today with the technology that's available to us and how we can reach clients all over the world and help people all over the world. It is possible for us to build a business that we love and truly have the lifestyle that we desire. You know, it's about not hiding out and no longer playing small. It's about realizing that it is your time. And it is up to you, and you can make that possibility a reality for you and your business. And it doesn't have to be rocket science. It doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be a struggle. Does it take work? Yes, it does. But it takes the right actions at the right time to really propel you forward.
Yeah, so true. Such great last words from you. And it is important. Just the statistics that I read at the beginning of the show, just incredible how many women are following the entrepreneurial path, which is just so very exciting. All right, Shirley, I know that people are wanting to find out more about how they can connect with you. What is the best way that we can reach out and connect with you?
I think the best way is, as we talked about earlier, in terms of accessing the Business Growth Success Kit,
yes,
which is available at discoveryourpowerstrategies.com/Anne-Marie. And if you want to learn more about me, my website is discoveryourpowerstrategies.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing your gifts and your wisdom. I'm sure we've all gone away taking down lots of notes that we can implement in our business. One, of course, is signing up and getting Shirley's Business Growth Success Kit. Do that now, because I'm sure it's full of incredible tools and steps that you need to implement in your business. Thanks once again, Shirley.
Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. Thank you, everyone.
Hi, this is Anne-Marie Cross, money, marketing and mindset business coach for hard-centered, ambitious entrepreneurs, helping you get noticed, booked and paid what you're worth. And I want to share with you today's inspirational tip, and as always, it's a tweetable. Stop listening to naysayers and critics. The only person who can hold you back from achieving your dreams is you. Stop listening to naysayers and critics. The only person who can hold you back from achieving your dreams is you. And I thought this aligned perfectly with what Shirley was talking about today when she mentioned the number of different levels, with each level requiring different action steps and different systems and so forth that you needed to implement within your business to take your business to the next level. And you know what? Challenges happen, problems occur, and it's so important to be able to work through those, ensure you have the right steps and systems in place to help you move through that. But one of the other things that can often keep you stuck from building the business of your dreams, doing what you love, is continuously listening to naysayers and critics. These are the people that stand in the sidelines going, that'll never work. How can you expect to do this? Or how can you expect to achieve that? That's just impossible. And on and on and on it goes. You know what? Just because they're limiting themselves, just because they don't believe it's true and that they can't achieve that, it doesn't mean that you won't. In fact, you can, you will. It's all up to you. But one of the most important things for you to do is to stop listening to those naysayers and critics. When you have the right steps in place, when you are taking the right actions, then you can build a successful business doing what you love and being of service to all of those people who are waiting for you to support them. So hope that was helpful for you. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you, whether it is in a comment, whether you send an email, or whether you leave a message. One way you can do that is to reach out to me on iTunes and leave a comment. And of course, while you're there, if you wanted to rate the show as well, it's always lovely to hear from you and to make sure that we're providing you the content to help you grow your successful business. If you haven't already, subscribe to my iTunes channel so that you can ensure you get all of the updates and all of the latest podcasts and that you don't miss out. And of course, if you found today's show valuable, go ahead and like it and share it with your community. I'd really appreciate it. It's a great way to grow our community so that we can continue to build an inspired community of ambitious entrepreneurs supporting one another in growing their successful business. Until next time, to your success and brilliance, this is Anne Marie.
You've been listening to the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. Do you want to promote your business to tens of thousands of other ambitious entrepreneurs, both nationally and internationally? I invite you to reach out and learn more about our customised sponsorship packages by emailing beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com. That's beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com, and we'll send you out further details.